Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Ian has strengthened into a Category 4 storm with top sustained winds of 140 miles per hour. NPR's Giles Snyder reports forecasters warn the storm is extremely dangerous.
Hurricane Ian is on track to make landfall in Florida after knocking out power to all of Cuba and devastating Cuba's famed tobacco-growing region as a Category 3 storm. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
There will be a catastrophic flooding and life-threatening storm surge on the Gulf Coast region. And of course, the highest risk will be in that southwest Florida region.
The White House says President Biden spoke with Governor DeSantis last night and that the two are committed to close coordination. Giles Snyder, NPR News.
The National Hurricane Center says Ian is expected to make landfall later today. It will cross the Florida Peninsula and emerge back in the Atlantic Ocean. Forecasters are warning people in coastal Georgia and South Carolina to expect tropical storm conditions starting tonight. Moscow-backed authorities in four occupied parts of Ukraine say that residents have overwhelmingly voted to become part of Russia. NPR's Jason Bobian reports the results are being denounced as fake by Ukrainian officials.
The ballots from the hastily called referendums were tallied incredibly quickly, especially given that the voting took place over 5 days across a war zone that spans 15% of Ukraine's territory. But soon after the polls officially closed, leaders from the breakaway Donetsk People's Republic announced that more than 99% of voters had said yes to joining Russia. The results in the other three occupied areas were similar, with the yes to Russia vote ranging from 87% in favor in Kherson to 98% in Luhansk. Ukrainian officials say the entire referendum process is a sham and a pretext for Moscow to annex Ukrainian territory that's currently controlled by Russian-aligned troops. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Kharkiv, Ukraine.
European officials say explosions are to blame for the big holes in two major undersea natural gas pipelines that run from Russia to Germany. The blasts were powerful enough to be registered by earthquake detectors. Polish officials are blaming Russia for the explosions. South Korea says that North Korea has fired at least one ballistic projectile today. It's believed to be a ballistic missile. It flew east and fell into the sea. The North Korean launch comes as Vice President Harris visits Japan. Speaking earlier, Harris chided China for failing to contribute to peace in Asia, such as trying to claim ownership over international waters.
China has challenged the freedom of the seas. China has flexed its military and economic might to coerce and intimidate its neighbors.
The Vice President will fly to South Korea later today. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. The Senate will take a final vote today on a short-term spending bill that will finance the federal government after Friday night. If no stopgap bill is passed by Congress, the government will partially shut down on October 1st. This measure would keep current spending levels through mid-December. The University of Idaho has warned its employees this week that classroom discussions related to abortion should be approached carefully. The university cited a 2021 law that says no public funds shall be used in any way to promote abortion. Boise State Public Radio's Julie Lucchetta reports this could affect academic freedom.
First Amendment expert and UCLA professor Eugene Follock says the statute doesn't specify what exactly falls under the terms promotion of abortion.
Statutes that are unclear and haven't yet been tested and evaluated by the courts often do end up chilling people's behavior and people's speech.
He said this may explain why the university is interpreting the law broadly. The memo said abortion could be talked about neutrally in a classroom, but, quote, academic freedom is not a defense to violation of law.
Do public university professors have a First Amendment right to control what they say in their classroom as part of their jobs? And the answer is the cases are split.
Violation could, in certain cases, lead to a felony conviction. For NPR News, I'm Julie Duquetta.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has signed more than a dozen new laws that make his state a sanctuary for people seeking abortion. One of the laws will let California penalize health insurance companies that pass patients' information to entities outside the state. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.